Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, taking a long, slow, deep breath, and let it out. Taking another long, slow, deep breath, and let it out. As you continue to breathe in slowly, just imagine God breathing his breath of life into you, breathing his hope, his joy, his peace, his rest into your life. Just simply receive him as a gift. As you continue to breathe in and out, just center your attention on Jesus. Allow God's Spirit to fix your eyes on the author and the perfecter of our faith. And as you continue to slowly breathe in and out, just open your heart to God's presence in this moment. Allow him to open your heart to his lordship, to his love, to his presence. Just invite him in. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak, that you would lead and guide, that you would comfort and convict, that you would heal. As we meditate on your word, God, speak to us. Your servants are listening. The author of Hebrews, chapter 11, writes, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation." By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he, who had received the promises, was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise Isaac from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, Abraham did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. Take a moment and ask God's Spirit to stir in your heart and mind, helping you to reflect on what Abraham did by faith. Abraham's son Isaac had become an idol to Abraham. This good gift from God had become an ultimate thing for Abraham, that he was willing to do whatever it took to compromise. It didn't matter who he hurt. He was going to have a son by his own means. And years later, God gave him the opportunity to trust him with that good gift that God had given. Just ask God's Spirit to reveal your heart. Is there anything that has become an ultimate thing? Is there any good thing, any relationship, any desire or yearning or plan that you have? That has become disordered. Is there something that has become an idol that you are willing to compromise for? Ask the Spirit to reveal, is there anything that you are having trouble trusting God with that you may or may not be aware of? God, what would it look like for us to begin to take steps of faith in trusting you with the things that are precious to us? The good things that have become idols. God, would you reveal to us your faithfulness? Your trustworthiness, your goodness, your abundant loving kindness towards us. Would you gently call out those good things that have become ultimate things, and give us the grace to trust you today. Now just ask God's Spirit that he might help you consider Isaac. When he blessed Jacob and Esau, there was deception all around him. Rebecca, Jacob, tricking Isaac into blessing the wrong son. And yet in the midst of their deception and in the midst of Isaac's ignorance, God used him to bless the son that he had originally promised years before to bless, to carry the seed of the Messiah. Take a minute and just ask God that he might reveal to you where you feel pressure to do things perfectly so that his kingdom might expand. Is there any weight you're carrying that the kingdom of God rests on your shoulders? That someone's salvation rests on your shoulders? That someone's understanding of truth rests on your wisdom? That their freedom rests on your presence? Just ask God to give you the grace to trust him with the results, knowing that even in our stumbling, even in our imperfection, even in our ignorance, he will accomplish his purposes. Now ask God's Spirit to help you consider Jacob and Joseph. As at the end of their lives, they spoke a blessing by faith. As they did something that might at first glance seem ordinary, maybe even insignificant. Ask God, what are the ordinary decisions, the small actions today that he's calling you to live by faith? Ask that he might help you rely on his strength, his wisdom, his leading and guidance. That the conversations you have are by faith. That the people that you serve is by faith. That the work that you do is not by talent or experience, but by faith. Realizing that even the small things we do by faith are worship to our God. Lord God, would you help us to live by faith? Would you help us to respond to your calling to your leading by faith. Would you help us to live lives of faith in the big decisions, in the heavy, weighty things that are difficult to trust you with, and also in the small, seemingly ordinary, mundane things. Might we live our lives as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, pleasing to you. Might our actions by faith be worship to you today. Be with us. We cannot do this on our own. And so we ask these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.